the Constitutional Defense Council. It's May 20th, 2026, 1:04 p.m. And it's good to see everyone. Welcome. We've got a couple agenda items that we need to take a vote on, so we're going to move right into those. First one is approval of October 6, 2025 minutes. If I can get a motion.
Motion to approve.
Mark.
Second.
Seconds. Discussion to that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That motion passes unanimously. All right, next up is our RS-2477 Kane County reimbursement, and I will turn the time over to Reg Bucco to give us an overview.
Okay. Thank you, Governor. I'm not going to go into the history. I think we all know the history of this, so our recommendation is that we approve $500,000, which is our max for reimbursing Kane County for this year. We want to thank Kane County for all the work that they've done for decades on this.
And thank you all.
And the state partnership. We've had some great wins this year. So with that, I think that's the recommendation. We do not have May and June's. So June usually goes on the next year, but that's one reason we're asking $500,000 because we need that May invoice as well. But if you have any questions, all the invoices are in your packet. Welcome to take a look at those. That's the recommendation.
Okay. Any questions for Reg?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. Any discussion to the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That motion passes unanimously. All right. Our next item of business is the annual report that I will also turn the time over to Reg to explain.
Thank you. So as you know, we have to do a report. It's required that we give a report for next year's plan for litigation. And to do that, I'm going to turn it over to Tess. If you don't know Tess, she's the lead on RS-2477, taking over from Kathy, who took over from Tony. So she is the next Tony and Kathy. Brilliant mind on RS-2477 and all things we've been working on. For the Hole in the Rock Road, she and Jason DeForest were the leads on the complaint that we won on that case. So with that, I'll turn it to you, and we'll talk about what we're doing next year.
Great. Thank you. So the two newest things to report on the RS-2477 front, one of them is the Sand Dunes Road in Kane County. It's a huge win. We filed a standalone complaint on the Sand Dunes Road, and we're able to negotiate a disclaimer of interest from the United States under the Quiet Title Act. It's a first of its kind.
Wow, yeah.
We're hoping to use it as a template for many, many more.
Oh, yeah.
So we have now title and at least a scope range. They wouldn't commit to an exact number, but we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 47 to 72 feet of scope on that road. So we'll take it. It's not the 66 we asked for, but.
Guys, you have the plan in your packet if you care to read through it.
So the Sand Dunes is a big one, and as I said, we're hoping to use that disclaimer of interest as a template for other roads, particularly ones like Hole in the Rock, for example, yep, where we have, you know, much needed road projects that we'd like to move forward on, and it's a lot easier for the counties to do that if we hold title and at least some kind of scope that a road engineer or someone could use to make plans for a road project. So that's the first big one. The second one is also in Kane County. We got a decision from Judge Waddups on the Scudamaw Road project. That was one that Kane County had submitted a proposal during the Biden administration to chip seal the south end of Scudamaw to keep the dust down and help with, you know, high speed traffic and public safety. And the response we got from BLM was that the project was reasonable but not necessary.
Wow.
So we took that to Judge Waddups and just recently got a decision from Judge Waddups saying that the project was both reasonable and necessary and thus within the scope of Kane County's right of way, and that the county can move forward with that project. So that's huge for us too. Mm-hmm. And then Hole in the Rock. That's our latest.
We're all smiles.
Garfield.
16 years.
We need to have a field trip to go down and drive.
Yes.
Hello.
Our next meeting should be there.
There you
go. At the end of Hole in the Rock.
I love it. I think that's a great idea.
I dance all right.
Where's your sense of adventure?
All right.
Now, so Hole in the Rock, the Garfield County has commenced the chip sealing. It should be done by the end of the week. Is that right?
Dave?
End of the week? Love it. Love to hear
He's
it.
Got his orders.
So we are currently still in the process of litigating that issue with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. They sued to enjoin that project and were not successful, but they have since amended their complaint and they have dropped the state and Garfield County as defendants in the hopes of preserving some semblance of jurisdiction on the part of the court. As we're no longer parties to that lawsuit, the county can proceed with the chip seal, but we are discussing intervention now that we've been removed, because there are still interests for the county and the state that are at risk if the case is disposed of in favor of SUA. We don't think it will be. We think this is a loser for them. But you never know. So we want to make sure that the state and the county have their interests preserved there, so we're working on that. As far as like kind of day-to-day RS-2477, we're still moving forward with preservation depositions. The last couple of years, we've had a big push in San Juan County because there are so many roads there that we still need coverage on. So we've worked pretty extensively in San Juan County to get more coverage on those roads. This block, we are looking at the basin, and we are also looking at Garfield County. I know there are a couple of gentlemen who were seasonal road workers before 76 on Hole in the Rock and other roads, so I would like to get their testimony preserved for the record while we still can. So Garfield County is on the list, the basin, and we're discussing other possibilities. So I think that's kind of the highlights. If anybody has any questions on
for Tess? Great work.
Thanks.
Excellent.
A lot of great wins. Exciting.
It's feeling good lately.
Yeah.
Garfield like County that. Had a post on it, and it summarized the whole issue very well.
It was a great post. I loved it.
Okay. Dave, do you want to read that, actually? It just reminds us why we're doing this.
Let's see if I can pull it up real quick. Yeah.
It just summarized like why we're fighting this battle.
It's on Facebook?
It's on Facebook.
Okay.
You might have seen it.
And it's a beautiful drone video with music. I mean, it's very high production
value
for
the
a 24-hour turnaround. I was really impressed.
Of course, we didn't miss the opportunity to tag SUA. They've sent out a way to remove themselves.
Well, that's what happened. They removed themselves.
Yeah.
I wondered.
Yeah. Just says today marks the beginning of a historic new chapter for Hole in the Rock Road. For more than 70 years, Garfield County has maintained this road through some of the harshest conditions in southern Utah. For over 16 years, the county has fought for the ability to make long-term improvements that would finally provide safer, more reliable service for the public. Every year, Garfield County has spent roughly $150,000 just trying to keep the road passable. Despite those efforts, Hole in the Rock has continued to be known as one of the roughest roads in the county. Long, dry summers make regular grading nearly impossible because moisture is needed to properly maintain the surface. The result has been washboards, dust, rough driving conditions, and constant deterioration. Starting today, that changes. This week, Garfield County will complete approximately 10 miles of chip seal, beginning at the Highway 12 junction, with the hopes to continue improving additional sections of the road in coming years. Chip sealing this road will allow us to finally preserve a stable driving surface, reduce maintenance costs over time, improve safety, reduce dust, and provide a much better experience for residents and visitors alike while remaining within the existing disturbed roadway. Projects like this do not happen overnight. They take years of persistence, coordination, and hard work. We want to thank our current and past county commissioners, Public Lands Policy Coordinating Office, Governor's Office, Attorney General's Office, the Utah Legislature, neighboring counties who stood with us, and especially our Garfield County Road Department crews who are out there right now making this project happen. Hole in the Rock Road is more than just a road. It's a part of Garfield County's history, heritage, and future.
Somebody had a post on there that said you'll now be able to drive a F-250 down there and not come back as a F-150.
I
love that.
We need to adopt this.
Yes, please.
So are there any other questions for Tess?
Last thing I'll say is just thank you so much for your support of our work.
So just a quick follow-up, recognizing we're in a public meeting, can you comment on the effect of either court decision on the ability of third parties to intervene in claims between the state and the federal government to the extent that you can.
So we're kind of working that out currently. We had an example that happened years ago with the resource management plans, where as an intervener, we were not really allowed to participate. So there is case law supporting sort of that effort between the two parties in interest.
And particularly in this case, we had a third party that was basically wanting to involve itself in a claim of ownership between the federal government and the state. That's
right.
More what I was referring
That's
to.
That's right.
So,
mm-hmm.
And the court denied that third party's ability to...
Yeah, the court raised questions of standing, whether they had the ability to come in and vindicate the rights of the federal government. So.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Well, great work. Really, really, really exciting. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Okay, Commissioner Pearson, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Commissioner Myers, a second. And do we have any discussion to the motion? Mm-hmm. Seeing none, I'll place it. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion passes unanimously. And now we are with public comment. Is there any public comment? Anyone online?
I don't think we have anyone online.
Okay.
Just until we see.
All right.
Ready for a motion?
Sure.
I will make a motion. We go into executive session regarding potential litigation.
Okay. We've got a motion before us. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second.
Okay.
Can we have a discussion on the motion?
Oh, yes. Discussion on the motion.
So, not to be a stick in the mud here, but I didn't see a closed session on the agenda for this meeting.
Yeah,
and
not.
that might be a problem as far as the Open Meetings Act goes.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Well, our lawyers are telling us.
I don't want to argue with the chief civil deputy of the AG.
Would you like to withdraw your motion?
I withdraw my motion.
Okay. And if we want to have an executive session next time, we can put
notice it up.
Yep.
On the agenda.
Yeah. Thanks for catching
and,
that. Yep.
And we'll go ahead and do. If we have other items on the agenda, is that sufficient?
Oh, sure, it is.
So maybe we should just put that on the agenda from now on, other mm-hmm. items,
yep.
so that...
It's supposed to be, so to correct myself and clarify, the agenda has to be reasonably specific about what's going to be discussed, and so if you identify a closed session and if it's a reference to potential future litigation, in my judgment, that would be reasonably specific. You don't have to talk about who the potential plaintiffs and party might be, but certainly identifying...
But you would say closed session to discuss potential litigation.
Right. Then also, the other part of that is that there has to be a vote and a record of who has voted to go into closed session,
mm-hmm.
and so that's why we require the formality of it being on the agenda before we can actually do that, because there's actually a vote that follows. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sure.
So we'll be sure to reach out to the commission before we do our next agenda to just see if anybody has anything else they want to put on it, and we'll put it on it. So. Okay.
Apologies for that.
Yeah, you're thinking,
all right.
What are you going to say after?
I will entertain a final motion.
Chair, I'll move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes and we are adjourned.
That's funny.
With less than a quorum, you can talk to all the people you like.
Yeah.
No, but I